that people fall on a spectrum. There are women who are highly neurotic, and then there are women who are barely neurotic at all. And so instead of you saying, oh, well, just date men, a more sophisticated approach would just be, just date a woman who's low in neuroticism.
Yes.
Yes, Miley.
Either or.
I tell you all the time, I always tell this to my friends and people I talk to. I'm so glad that a lot of the things that I've talked about in this podcast for many years when it came to my dating experiences, to have the now the oversaturation of people having these conversations and being able to expose the realities. Because that's one thing that I felt I was doing, and I was quickly hit with shameful language. Oh, you're a misogynist, or you hate women, or you might as well be gay, or, you know, things like that were always coming out. And I'm saying to myself, I don't hate women. I love women. I think that regardless of whatever relationships I have with women in my life, whether it's my mom or my daughter, like, I think any partner that's been with me can tell you that I never was disrespectful, that I still feel like I have good relationship with all my exes. Right now, if I was to call every one of my ex-girlfriends and say, how you doing? What's going on? I want to stay in touch. They'll be cool. And it won't be anything on a romantic level. It'll be more like, you're a good dude. You're a good person. You're not an evil person. You weren't manipulative to me. You weren't controlling. You weren't physically abusive. None of that. Yeah, you're a little out there, right? In the way you think and your stubbornness and whatever these labels you want to throw at me. But at the end, I wasn't the worst case scenario that you ever experienced. Like, you're not howling at the moon because of me. And that's something that I can go into my deathbed feeling very good about, right? So when I talk to people all the time about relationships and about the pros and cons of it and the red flags that we all bring to the table, and for some reason in a relationship, women want you to take all of their shit, eat it, swallow it, and have a big smile at the end of it, and versus, you know, them dealing with the shit that I bring to the table, things that how I want to be, and they frown upon it, and then they have shameful language. Like, my last partner would be like, you need a toothless bitch. You need to date guys, because the way you want to talk and the way you want to be is not conducive in a proper relationship. And I'm saying to myself, well, I don't understand that, because you know what you were getting into from day one. And I'm very upfront with people about how I am. And I know women are crazy. I know all women are crazy. And I understand. Let me just tell you why I know women are crazy. Because they have high levels of neurotic or neuroticism, which is the anxiety, the worry, the concern. Women are built that way. And they're built that way as a survival mechanism of protecting children, protecting stuff like that. They're wired that way. So I understand that all women are going to be crazy in some way, shape, or form. That's why the guy balances it out. The woman can be crazy, but the guy has to be the anchor. But the problem is with women is that they don't want to accept your flaws. Like, I accept your flaws. I always tell this to people. I'll deal with your crazy, but you're going to deal with my hot garbage. I'm going to deal with your green colored shit. You're going to deal with my dark brown colored shit. So, but that's the problem is that, and the people that understand that concept are women that are already married. Women that are already married understand that reality. They understand that it's, you're not going to get everything, but that man is going to be giving me everything I want, right? And they're going to be dealing with the shit that I'm giving them as well. So that's the beautiful thing about married women that I admire and I adore, is that they deal with certain shit from men. They understand that because, hey, they're not a perfect package themselves. They have a level of self-awareness to understand that, hey, I'm not the total package here either, but you know what? You aren't either, but we have enough good things going. Let's build it and let's tolerate each other's shit, right? And I'm all for that mindset. You know, and it's like, that's the problem that you have a lot in relationships, is that we're in dating out there, and you have a lot of trauma out there for sure. You have a lot of people that have dealt with similar things that smell like mine. And you're saying, I'm not going to deal with that again. But like I said, in my relationships, no one's ever said about me disrespecting them, treating them like shit, not being emotionally available, all these different things. No one has ever said that. So it's like, I can't, you know, obviously, when you go dating, you can't have the references in a resume and give them to somebody and have them call and verify. They're not wanting to do that. But I tell you what, I believe that ultimately, man, it's when women in this day and age understand that, like, for example, my daughter right now, she's not cooking, she's not cleaning or anything like that. So, you know, you're not bringing that to the table. I'm not saying that it can't change later on, right? But at this point, if she was to be married with somebody, and I'm not saying that at all, I'm just talking hypothetically. Let's just say she was a 32-year-old woman, and she's exactly how she is now. Messy, doesn't cook, doesn't clean, right? And you're saying to yourself, okay, what is it that you bring to the table? You know that, if you know that's your flaws as a person, and you know you're not going to change that, then you're going to have to accept somebody for their flaws. Obviously, outside of them hitting you, outside of doing certain things, but if they're understanding and accepting of your flaws, you have to be accepting of their flaws as well and tolerate each other. And I think those vary from person to person. Like for me, I think a lot of people just don't like the idea of me wanting or desiring or being always interested or wanting to explore things with other people. I get bored. You know, like I think humans is very fascinating because people can't have the same food every day. People can't dress the same every day. People get tired of routine and monotony. But when it comes to having a partner, there's a level of, I'm not going to desire or want or experience anything else ever again. This is the best. Like it has to be everything and anything. And I just don't believe in that. Like I don't believe in the idea that one person can be your everything and anything. I'm not saying that people haven't found that. But there, in the reality of it, is that I don't think many people can be that. That's why I was having a conversation yesterday with somebody about polyamory. That's why I believe in polyamory, because it's the idea of having multiple children. Like somebody that has 3 or 4 children, you think they don't love their children? They love them. They just have different types of love for their children. I've talked to parents. I've talked to dads. I've talked to moms about this at length. And that's the consensus I get. It's that they don't love their children equally. It's that they have different relationships with their children. Like one child they connect with better than the other one. And there's nothing wrong with that. Like that doesn't mean that love doesn't still exist. That you still wouldn't do something for that person. I mean, you see that in the Game of Thrones all the time. You know, it's not like they didn't have any love for Tyrion. It was just like they treated him like shit. But at the end, they stuck with him because they were all about family and protecting family, right? But that's what I'm saying, is that the ability to love multiple people, for some reason, when it comes to a relationship, you can't do that. That's a no-no. Because the idea of you leaving them for somebody else, but then you're not trusting the bond. And I feel I go into it trusting the bond with somebody. If they leave me, they leave me. Just like right now, I'm getting to an age where I'm going to be dating younger women. And they're going to want to have kids. And they're going to want to have a family. And I get that. And I may not be able to provide that. So they may leave me for somebody else. That happens. There's some women that may not want to have kids at all. Cool. I don't know. But I understand the realities of my situation and who I am and my awareness and all these different things. So it's a very weird thing to always see women wanting you to accept their issues and their flaws. And if you don't want to accept their issues and their flaws, then they're shaming you. And in addition to that, they're wanting you to be the perfect package, meaning that you don't have any red flags that they have to deal with. oh, you play too much basketball? I don't want you to play as much basketball. You like going out and drinking with your friends? I don't want you doing that. That has to stop. Oh, you love playing video games all the time? I don't like the idea of you being behind the computer all the time. Every time you get, oh, you know, you work out too much. Oh, you do that. You know, like they're always wanting to tell you. That's why I have a problem with control. That's my number one pet peeve. My number one pet peeve, and that's why I don't think I'll be in a relationship. And it's weird because of the mantra of, I'm not going to control you in any way, shape, or form. I'm not. But I'll be damned if you're going to control me and how to do my finances and what I invest in and I invest in when you don't have the same net worth as me. When you don't have the same mindset that I do, or you haven't even gotten to this stage. Because listen, if you're a woman that I'm dating and you're the same age as I am, and you don't have a house and you don't have finances taken care of, that means that you didn't do your due diligence when it came to your past divorces. Because I tell you what, if you're 45 like me or 46 and you already been divorced and you didn't get any assets from that, and you're not having your ex-husband paying for child support or the baby daddy paying for child support, providing with some sort of income that will help offset the pain that I would have to incur, then you didn't do your shit right. You didn't do your shit right. You know what I'm saying? So it's you didn't set yourself up in the right place. And that's one thing I will tell my daughter. And you know, I'm not a big fan of getting married, but I will tell her, if you want to have kids, you better get married. You better get married if you want to have kids, because you want to make sure that if that guy has a change of heart and he doesn't want to be around, that he's still going to be responsible. Because men, because they check out a lot of times, they don't want to take on that responsibility anymore. They want to check out of the relationship and the responsibility. And unfortunately, as a man, we can't do that. We should not. I would say if you're fucking adult enough to stick your leg in someone's pussy or stick your dick in someone's pussy, have a kid, you got to be responsible enough to know the consequences of that. I always tell that to women that I had raw sex with. If you have a kid and the DNA comes out to be me, I will take care of it. No doubt about it. I'm not, there's no fucking around with that, because that was the consequences of my choice. And I feel people don't understand when you are bringing a lot of shit to the table that is not good, but then you want them to take it on and you want them to be perfect because of your drama. And that's why I said, I mean, I it's going to be hard, man. I could deal with your crazy, but you got to deal with mine as well. And if you wanted people to deal with your crazy and you wanted people to accept it as every day for the rest of my life, then you're going to have to deal with my crazy too. And if you have a change of heart, then we're not together anymore, like my ex-fiance. You know, we can't be together anymore. I hear you. If you have a change of heart with my unfiltered ways, the way I talk, my way of free spirit and all this different shit, you can't handle it? You can't handle me being in front of a TV or a computer every day? I hear you. You're getting that notification from day one. So, and like she would say all the time, yeah, in theory, I thought I can accept it, but in application, it was totally different. I don't know what to tell you. And I think for anybody out there, and that's why I love the world how it is, as far as all these dating and women and gender wars going on. I love it for the simple fact that we're exposing both sides. No longer are the men being viewed as evil. I mean, yeah, there's some men that are really evil and do mean things, but women are just as bad. They do it differently, though. They have a power, higher power of manipulation. When a woman knows she's attractive and she knows that she can sexually wrap a man's logical thinking because of the sex you give them, and they're able to victimize themselves and get that sympathy card, all these different things, guess what? It's a different ball game. And I think for women, it's like this whole victimized card where women are making just as much money as men, have the option to be a housewife, have the option to be president. It's like your excuses are running short. And I love it.
Yes, Miley.
Either or.
No, it's not either or. If you're a heterosexual man, it's not just date another man, Miley. What are you talking about? It's not either or. Date a woman that's low in neuroticism or date a man? For a heterosexual man, you think that's either or? No, you see how they will do anything to win, guys. They will do anything to like jump on your victory.
She was lost.